Friends, we are continuing our previous year. This is the third year, and originally we saw the opinion of the Ateres Yeshua, who says that Bailim are believed about what belongs to them, and that would explain why someone who's shechting an animal at a bama, which is a Rishus HaYachad, would be believed in a case of Safik Tumah, because he's Bailim over the animal. And Mamele is believed out Bailus and not out Seir Echod, like the Heilige Schmeitzer wanted to tain him. So we discussed that in the previous two Shiurim, and now we're going to get to the third Shiur, discussing this Yesod of the Ateres Yeshua, the Zikver Rebbe, was a Magana Goinim, a Tzaddik. And again, basing ourselves on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi, Hagaon HaGadol Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita, is Mamish Hafle Vafele, the Re, and Tosas and Psachim, Daf Memvav Amid Beis, Yirmaz Chil Ho, also Das HaRash, but we get into Samad Aleph, of which Shuvoisov, Bechelik Aleph, some of Simit Tafresh Nun Vov, writes, or they write, right, if you're in plural, you say write, and if it's one person, you say he writes, they write. Sorry, I'm not trying to show off how well I know grammar. That hektesh that comes into the hands of a gizbar, who's the gizbar? The gizbar is the temple treasurer. So if you have hektesh that comes into the hands of the temple treasurer, then you are not able to do she'ela on such hektesh. You're not able to do she'ela on hektesh to asilide gizbar. Normally you can do she'ela, you can uproot the hektesh. But not if it's already in the hands of the gizbar, of the treasurer. And it's learned from the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that Shuma that comes into the hands of the Kohen, She'ela is not effective. And so writes the Mechaber in Yeredei Reish Nun Vav Sifav, Lenin Staka Deba Asi Lidei Gizbar, E Efshar Suli Shoyal Al Zet Staka, that already comes into the hands of the gizbar. It is, as they say in French, Tsi Shpeit, it is too late to do she'ela. Ve'en she be'bir agwar d'yelfo m'nedarim agabit m'had n'nedarim agabit truma. And the Gra says that this is derived, this din, that staka that comes into the hands of the gizbar, you can't do she'ela, is derived from what it says in Masechet Dharma 49a, that truma that comes into the hands of the kohen, you can't do she'ela. So you have hektesh that comes into the hands of the gizbar, you can't do she'ela. This is derived from the Nedarim Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that truma that comes into the hands of the kohen, you can't do she'ela. And so it's the mechaber that tztaka that comes into the hands of the gizbar, you cannot do she'ela, because it's already in the hands of the gizbar. And the Gra says this is learned from the Nedarim Nun Tes Amud Aleph about truma. So this is super gavaldic that we have, that there's no she'ela for a hekdesh and a truma and staka if it already came into the hands of the gizbar. So now it should be that a karban that comes into the hands of the gizbar, she'ela should not be effective. Like we said, right, that if it's hekdesh that comes into the gizbar, there's no she'ela. According to this, you can't answer like the answer to the Ateres Yeshua, that since when he's shechting the carbon, it already came into the hands of the gizbar, so he can't do she'ela, and therefore it's not mimono, and he's not nema to say that it wasn't nitma. Because if we will remember, what did the Ateres Yeshua say? Ateres Yeshua said that the Bailim are believed about what belongs to them, and the makdish is the shochet, and since you can be shoel al hekdesho, since you can do she'ela on your hekdesh, you're considered bailim, and therefore you're believed to say that it didn't become tameh. How you believe to say, if you have a suffix tameh, how you believe to say it didn't become tameh? Because you're bailim. And what makes you bailim? The fact that you can do she'ela. That you can do she'ela makes you bailim. But now, higana l'shoket shvura, as they say in Spanish, we're gotten to a difficult point here, because we just learned that if it asili de gizbar, there's no she'ela. So this guy shechting the animal in the bum and the bama, right? It already came into the hands of the gizbar, right? He had already given his carbon into the hands of the gizbar, And memela, there's no more sheila, so it's no longer memono, and therefore he shouldn't be believed to say lo nitma midin bailim, because the sheila only works before it comes to the hands of the gizbar. But here already came to the hands of the gizbar, it's already too late. And even though we see from Tosfos in Chulin Kuflam Ches Amud Beis, the Ramatz Liyatza, it would appear that Bekatche Mizbeach lo shayich gizbar, ela Bekatche Bedek Habayis, it would appear that Katche Mizbeach don't go into the hands of the gizbar, only Katche Bedek Habayis do. However, according to what the Shach writes in Choshem Mishpareish and Hesiv Katan Vav, that the reason that Hekdesh does it the gizbar lo yivol sheila, the reason that Hekdesh that comes in the hands of the gizbar sheila is ineffective, that is because what is goes into the Rishus of Hekdesh is a Maisa, and lo asi dibor can't come b'mivata lo Maisa. According to this, even Katche Mizbeach mishizacha ba Hekdesh, you can't be shoel. As the vort is not that it came into the hands of the gizbar, the vort is that it came into the Rishus of Hekdesh, because coming to the Rishus of Hekdesh is a Maisa. So ena chinami, there's no gizbar by Katche Mizbeach, only by Katche Bedek Habayis. What goes in Mizbeach is not shayich. It's not shayich what comes into the hands of the gizbar. By Katche Mizbeach. But it's definitely shayich by Katche Mizbeach that it comes into the Rishus of Hekdesh. So once it comes to the Rishus of Hekdesh, it's too late. You can't do Sheila anymore. And not only that, the Maharit Al-Ghazi in the fourth parak of Bechor Soslamet He brings from the Ritva and Yavam is that even Bekatche Haguf, right? Katche Mizbeach, even there there's a Gizbar. So don't tell me it's only Katche Bedek Habayis. Even Katche Mizbeach at Shaykh Gizbar. So Memela, it's too late, he can't do Sheila anymore. So how can you say that it's considered his Mamun because he can do Sheila? He can't do Sheila, it's already in the hands of the Gizbar. However, Tosus increases Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Divrei Maaseh L'Arba writes that until Zrikas Hadam, Sheila is effective. So writes the Rashbam in Bava Basra, Kufchof Amud Beis, Divrei Maaseh L'Sheyesh. So the Ateres Yeshua can work, his Teretz can work according to Tosus and the Rashbam. According to the other shittas, we saw that if it came into it comes in the hands of Hekdesh, it's too late, or in the hands of the Gizbar, it's too late. So then there's no Sheila here, and it can't be considered as Mammon. But according to Tosus increases and the Rashbam in Bava Basra, that you can do Sheila until Zrikas Hadam, so here he can still do Sheila. Okay, terrific. So the Teretz of the Teretz Yeshua is going to work according to the Rashbam and Tosus. However, it's very shver. Because we say Nedarim, that Bitruma the Asi Liad Kohen. Remember, we saw the Gemara Nedarim, or we mentioned the Gemara Nedarim 59a, that Truma that came to the hands of the Kohen. You can't do Sheila. If so, why, by Hekdesh, can you do Sheila until Zerika? How do you explain that? If the Gemara says that by Truma there's no Hekdesh, by Truma there's no Sheila once it comes in the hands of the Kohen, so how can you say that by Hekdesh you could do Sheila biz until Zerikas Hadam? Once it comes in the hands of Hekdesh, it should be too late. So therefore, we can say the following teretz, that Tosus and the Rashbam are going to learn like the Rush in Adarim. What did the Rush in Adarim say? Dibar Maskel B'Truma. Kevin the Yatzim Erishus Yisrael V'kein B'Mitzis Nesina Sulo Motzi Lafkuei Shem Truma Mina Yidei She'ela. That since it goes out of the Rishus of the Jew, of the Yisrael, the non-Kohen, and he was Mekayim Mitzis Nesina, he can no longer be Mafkia Shem Truma Yidei She'ela. So what does the Rush say? The Rush says he did Mitzis Nesina, and it's not enough for him that it was Yotzei Merishus Yisrael. It's mashma that it's not enough that it was Yotzei Merishuso V'nichnas L'Rishus Kohen. That's not enough. It also has to be Kiyem B'Mitzvahs Nesina. So therefore what the Rush apparently means is that since he already did his mitzvah Uba El Tachlisoi, and it already came to its Tachlis, Havekilu Kvar Goz V'Chol Afloi Maiseh Truma. So once the mitzvah is done, the mitzvah is done. And that's it. The Maiseh Truma is done. It's too late. So it's Talui. It's contingent upon the Kiyum HaMitzvah. That's why the Rush says there has to, once there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah, then it's too late. That's the Rush by Truma. So now according to this, we can say that that's also the Svara of the Tosis and the Rashbam, that a carbon that comes into the hands of the Gizbar, it didn't yet come to its Tachlis. Why not? Because you have to Shecht it and you have to Zrikas Hadam. That's awesome. That's awesome. Because what's Pshat Zrikas Hadam? Because you have to do the mitzvah. Until you do the mitzvah, you didn't you're Mekayim the Tachlis of this carbon. So just like by Truma, once you're Mekayim the Tachlis of the Truma, it comes in the hands of the Kohen. It's already too late. So to buy a carbon, once you did the you're Mekayim the Tachlis, it's too late. When is that? By Zrikas Hadam. So that's going to be the Pshat and the Rashbam and Tosis. So we had a problem with the Rashbam and Tosis. Well, what do they mean? Why is it that you can be Shaul until Zrikas Hadam? Once it's in Rishus HaKadosh, it should be too late, just like by Truma. Once it's Rishus Kohen, it should be too late. So the answer is, by Truma, once it's Rishus Kohen, you can't do Shaila anymore because you already did your mitzvah. But by Kachim, by Hekdesh, by the Kachim Mizbech, you didn't do your mitzvah until when? Until you actually shechted into Zrikas Hadam. But until then, the carbon hasn't come to Tachliso, and Mimela, you can still do She'ela, and since you can still do She'ela, it is considered Mimono, and if it's Mimono, you are believed to say that it didn't become Tamei. So the Teretz of the Ateres Yeshua that we saw in the first shir holds stark, that the reason the person's believed to say that his, in the Bama, that is what we saw in Tosis, that if he's Shechzid in Bama, so he's believed to say that it's not, it didn't become Tamei, the animal didn't become Tamei. The reason is because he's the Bailim. Why is he the Bailim? It's Mimono. Why is it Mimono? Because he can do She'ela. Terrific. However, according to this, we have a big kasha. Ooh, hold on tight, my sweetest, most beloved friends. Tosim Sachem Envovim Bezir Maskel Hol asks, why do we say that according to Rav Meir, Meiser Sheni's Mamon Gavoa? Why do we say that according to Rav Meir, that Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa? That Meiser Sheni, this fruits that you bring to Yerushalayim to eat there. Or you transfer it to money, and then you bring the money, and you buy food in the Makolet in the Old City. Yeah, I've been to the Makolet in the Old City maybe 10,000 times. I used to live in the Old City. Shouldn't have gone to the Makolet so much, but you know. Got to eat less and learn more. That's the problem right now. So we ask that according to Reb Meir, that Meiser Sheni's Mamon Gavoa, this is again Tosim Sachim. Why do we say that according to Reb Meir, that Meiser Sheni's Mamon Gavoa, that this Meiser Sheni that we just spoke about, so this is considered Hashem's Mamon Meiser Sheni is considered Mamon Gavoa. Meiser Sheni food is considered Gavoa, is considered belonging to God. So you're not Yotze Matzah of Meiser Sheni because it's not considered Mimona. Whoa, Frektosis. Why don't we say that since you could be Shoel on this Meiser Sheni, then it is Mimona? Ayin Shematosis. So it would appear that according to the Svar of the Rosh and Nedarim, that if you are already Mekayim the Mitzvah, and it's Baal Tachliso, and it achieved its purpose, Sheila isn't effective anymore. So if so, Meiser Sheni, Arei Bachiloso, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah on the Tachlis. Umin Adin, Umin Hadin, Shelo Yovil Sheila Bezeh. Now we understand why, according to Rav Meir, that Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, a person is not Yotze with Meiser Sheni, with Matz of Meiser Sheni, because it's not his Mamon. And we ask, wait a second, he can do She'ela. The answer is, once he eats it, the Tachas HaMitzvah Zmenus Kayim, and he can no longer do She'ela. So therefore, you can't say that it's his. You can't say that it was eating his Mamon. Because when he was eating it, so then the Tachlis is Miskayim, and since the Tachlis is Miskayim, that it should be eaten, then there's no longer She'ela. And if there's no longer She'ela, then it's not his. Then it's not Mimono. So therefore, we have a beautiful Teretz according to the Rush on Tosis Kasha. The only problem is the Rush has the same Kasha. In Tosar Rashim Sachem, he asked the same kasha for Matzav Meiser Sheni. Well, what's his problem? The Rosh himself said in Nedarim, Gevaldik, that it's not only that it goes out of your Rishus that you can't be Shoel, but also, V'kiyem ba'mitzvah nesinu, you have to do the mitzvah. So what's the Rosh's problem with not being Yotzei Matzah Ma'aser Sheni? You did the mitzvah, there's no Sheila. And that's, since there's no Sheila, it's not considered Mimono, and that's why you're not Yotzei. The Matzah has to be yours. And you're not Yotzei with Matzah Ma'aser Sheni because you can't do Sheila because the tachlis of the mitzvah has been miskayim. When you ate it, that's it. There's no more Sheila anymore, so it's not yours, it's God's. It's too late. You can't even do Sheila anymore because the tachlis was miskayim. So why is the Rosh asking this kasha? We wanted to be matarit to taste this kasha. I'll be the Rosh. But now we see, now we see that the Rosh himself asked this kasha. So what's his problem? Why doesn't he answer based on his Yisod and Nedarim? So we could be Miyashev that we're talking about where he has a little bit of the Ma'aser Sheni left. And in such an instance, on what remains, he can do She'ela. And Mimela, the Shem Ma'aser Sheni on what he already ate is going to be Misbatel. Like Rabbi says in Shavuos Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, that if a little bit is left over, he could be Shoel, and then it counts for everything. So here also, let him be Shoel on the little bit of Ma'aser Sheni that's left over, and then that'll be Chal, even on what he already ate, and that'll mean that what he already ate is considered Mimono, and since what he already ate is considered Mimono, then the din would be that he can be Yotzei with matzah of Ma'aser Sheni. So again, the kasha is that the kasha of Tosfos is matzah of Ma'aser Sheni. According to Rav Meir, that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoh. A person is not Yotzei with Matzah Ma'aser Sheni because he's not considered Mimono. But we had a kasha, he can do She'ela. So he answered, no, he can't do She'ela. Why can't he do She'ela? He can't do She'ela because you can't do She'ela once you accomplish the Tachlis. So when he eats the Ma'aser Sheni, he can't do She'ela anymore because it's not the Tachlis of Ma'aser Sheni was already Makuyam. And therefore Sheila isn't going to be effective. So that answers Tosfos Kasha. That's why it's not considered yours. That's why it's not considered Mimono. Because once he eats it, Sheila is no longer effective. According to the Yisod of the Rosh. But then we ask them, why does the Rosh ask this Kasha? Why does the Rosh has an answer to this Kasha? The Rosh asks this Kasha of why you're not Yotzei B'matzah Shel Ma'aser Sheni. And according to Reb Meir, that is Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoh, you're not Yotzei Matzah Shel Ma'aser Sheni, it's not considered Mimono. So why does the Rosh ask, it is Mimono because you can do She'ela? According to the Rosh, you can't do She'ela because the Tachlis has already been fulfilled. So how do we want to answer that we're talking about where a little bit of the Ma'aser Sheni is left? And if a little bit of Ma'aser Sheni is left, on what's left over, you can do She'ela. And Mimela, the Shem Ma'aser Sheni is going to be Misbatel on what you had previously. And therefore it's considered Mimono. And it's considered Mimono, and you should be able to be Yotzei. So that's the Rosh's Kasha. And we see this Yisod from Rava. There Rava's talking about a Shavua. But if a person is Nishbal Kikar and he eats it, and if a little bit is left, if a Kezayis is left, he can do She'ela on the Kezayis, and then that's also takes away the Shavua on the rest of the Kikar. So here also, be Shoel on the Ma'aser Sheni that remains, and that's Mafkia, the Shem Ma'aser Sheni, from what he already ate. And then he did Sheila on that as well, and it's considered Mimono, and he should be able to be Yotze. So that's the Rosh's Kasha. However, that's only if a Kazayis remains. Like it says over there in the Gemara. And look also on the Avni Miluim in the Tshuvas and Simen Yudalit, and the Rebbe Kiv Eger in the Tshuvas, Kama Simen Kufn Yudalit. And if so, we still have a Kasha on the Rosh, what the Rosh's problem was. Why don't we say very simply? That it says that you're not Yotze Yedei Chovaso, but Matzah Shel Maisa Sheini. You know what it's talking about? It's talking about where you only have one Kezias. Or it's talking about where you have less than two Kezias. So what happens? He eats a Kezias of the Maisa Sheini, and that's it. There's not a Kezias left, and no Sheila is going to be Shaykh anymore. And that's why it's not considered Mimono, because he already fulfilled the tachlis, he ate it, and you can't say that he could do she'ela on what's left over, because we're talking about an instance where there's not a kezias left over to do she'ela on. And therefore, since he can't do she'ela, it's not considered Mimono. So what's the Rosh's Kasha when he asks, why according to Rav Meir, the Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoy, you're not Yotze with Matzah Maaser Sheni because it's not considered Mimono? And the Rosh asks, no, it is Mimono because you can do she'ela. According to the Rosh, you can't do she'ela, because we're talking about Maaser Sheni that he ate, right? He wants to be Yotze Yudei Chova by eating Matzah of Maaser Sheni. But if he eats it, the Tachlis was Mekuyim, was fulfilled. The Tachlis of Maaser Sheni is to be eaten, and Sheila is not Shaykh anymore, so it's not considered Mimono. He's not eating Mimono, he's eating Mamon Gavoa, because Sheila isn't Shaykh. And since Sheila isn't Shaykh, then what's the Rosh's problem that it's considered Mimono according to the Rosh if it hasn't reached its Tachlis? It's no longer Mimono, because Sheila is not Shaykh anymore. So we understand very well why you're not Yotze with Matzah of Maaser Sheni. It's really not Mimono. Sheila isn't Shaykh because it reached its Tachlis. And then again, so you want to say that you could do Sheila on the rest, on what's left over, so say, Pashit, that the Gemara is talking about a case where there isn't very much to start with. And you're not going to be left with a kezias after you ate what you ate. He already ate a kezias, and there's only less than a kezias left, so he can't do sheila on that anymore, and that's why it's not considered Mimono, and that's why he's not Yotze. So what's the Rosh's problem? So in order to answer the Rosh's Kasha, we have a Hamtzah Nifla with three Hakdamas. And after we see this tremendous Hamtzah, we should probably dance. But that is Unser Arbit in the next shir. In the next year, Mirtz Hashem, we are going to B'li Neder, see the Teretz to the Rosh, and that will be the final leg in this journey. And we will see continuing the flows Mitaras Hashem, but we've already seen Gevaldik. Okay, so please stay tuned. B'li Neder, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.